And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. We are previewing the upcoming Motherlode Roundup. This year it is May 7th and 8th on Mother's Day weekend. Joined in studio by a panel with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, we have the General Chairman Audie Archer, we have the Grand Marshal from 2020, and a member of the Rodeo Committee, Steve Zielinski, and Dan Dernal, who is the Rodeo Chair. Audie Archer, I'll go next back to you as General Chairman. Can you talk a little bit about what it's been like, you know, this past couple of years and just an event that relies on sponsorship and then again lining up sponsors for this year's event?
Yeah, definitely thank our major sponsors, our local community sponsors, because a lot of these people paid in 2020 to have our rodeo, and then we got cut down, but a lot of them stepped up and paid some again or more. And just between the Snorer Foundation, they really stepped up and helped us out. Then our major sponsors, of course, is Coors and Pendleton Whiskey for the pro rodeo sponsors. But we definitely want to thank Black Oak Casino, Chicken Ranch. We got Sonora Dodge, Garden Tractor is the one we got to Kubota from to help us. We got Cal Gold came on board this year. We have SPIs on board. Boot Barn came on. So we really have a lot of people standing up. And, of course, the small sponsors, we couldn't do it without them. It's just amazing the people that stood up, with Jay Hart Plumbing, Bank of Stockton, Oak Valley Bank, Les Schwab, a Fairway Mortgage, and that's another with Jay Hart and Brian Cadall. They were my major sponsor, people to go out and talk to these people and getting their sponsorship. Mm-hmm. So it just, if it wasn't for the sponsors, big and small, we couldn't do this. We definitely couldn't do this, but a great shout out for them and all the people that's helping us keep this tradition going and keeping our heritage going and for the community.
Any other special dignitaries that are going to be on hand?
Yeah, the other one we have Miss Rodeo California coming, Jackie Scari. She's Miss Rodeo California. She'll be here all from Thursday till Sunday at the rodeo in the Calcutta. Sweet girl, young lady, just promoting California. Miss Rodeo California, she'll be here and be another somebody exciting to hang out with and kids love taking pictures with and stuff. So it's all, and she'll be in the parade too.
And remind us again, for people who want tickets to the rodeo, do they get those at the gate or do you get those ahead of time?
Well, the tickets the girls are selling for $20. We will buy them a queen contestant. At the gate, there'll be 22, and children from 12 is 7, and under 7 are free for the rodeo. So you can get your tickets for the queen contestants or at the rodeo.
Got it. And then I forgot to ask as well, you mentioned the Calcutta, that's on the Thursday before the roundup. Is the band review going to be on the Wednesday?
Yeah, the band review will be Wednesday, the night before the Calcutta. So that's a fun event to come out to and support your high school kids and the band. That'd be great.
Another great community event.
Yes.
Well, we got a few more minutes left on this weekend show. I think I'll go around the table one more time to get kind of some closing thoughts. And if there's anything that we missed in the conversation, I'll go back to Steve Zielinski.
Well, we're looking forward this year. I mean, it's been 2 years and everybody's excited. We're trying to get back in the groove. Some things kind of start slipping through the cracks when you have that much time off. But I'm really looking forward to it. And the community, I think, is excited and is going to be behind us all the way this year. So I'm looking forward to it.
I'll go over to Dan Dernal next.
Yes, come one, come all. Rodeo is back. There's entertainment for everybody. Exciting professional rodeo with a few local events in there to keep everybody excited about coming out and watching their friends, loved ones, family members. Entertainment galore. We've got Burt Davis, the Copper Town Clown, coming back. We have J.J. Harrison, which everybody pretty much has got used to him. He's a funny man. He'll keep everybody entertained. And we're planning on having the Sonora High School Band do the National Anthem on Saturday and Somerville High Jazz at 8 on Sunday. So we're sticking to tradition and coming back.
Yeah, really kind of a community celebration. And as you mentioned, it is a first-class rodeo, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. It is a PRCA professional rodeo that ranks up there pretty good in the Small Spring Rodeo Series.
And Audie Archer, anything we missed or you'd like to add?
Oh, God, yes. Another thing for at the Grape Stakes Saturday is we're doing a gun raffle, too. We got two guns that we're raffling off, and they will be picked at the rodeo. We'll pick the winning number for the gun raffle, and really want to invite people out to the Great Steak Barbecue. And the other thing is the Mothers of Tuolumne County, they come out Sunday and spend their Mother's Day with us in the rodeo. That's how much they love the rodeo. But we want to thank all the mothers and honor all the mothers for bringing their families out on Sundays, because I'm sure it's just nice to see them out there, because Mother's Day, people got other things going on, and we do have a lot of mothers come up out on Sunday with their families. Tradition, some have been doing it forever, you know, as long as you can remember. So we really want to honor that. And our posse members, it's takes all of us to put this on. You got three guys in here, but you know, there's a lot of people out there that are part of us that keeps this going, and we could be here all day trying to mention everybody's names, but I want to thank them for their hard work, and they know who they are. I appreciate them. I thank them for everything they're doing, and really just want to say thank you to all the posse members and associate members, and come out Saturday for Saturday afternoon for our great steak, and we don't have dancing. We got Big Joe bands coming at I think it's 6 or 7 to start playing music till 9 or 10. Whenever everybody hangs out, we'll have a good time Saturday. So, hope to see you out there.
Dan Durnall, did you have one more thing you wanted to add?
No, we're pretty good.
Pretty good. All right, well, it was a great conversation. It is exciting, as we mentioned. The Motherload Roundup is coming back. I know it was a lot of effort to get this to happen again. We want to thank you and all the other Sheriff's Posse members for making it happen and coming in here to give us an update.
Thank you for having us come in and be able to do this with you, BJ. Thank you.
Thank you very much, BJ. We appreciate it.
Thanks, BJ. Yeah, we look forward to this every year.
And we just want to thank the county again and our sponsors for what they do. And we're just proud to do it and put on a good show for the community.
Absolutely. And again, the Motherload Roundup, it is coming up May 7th through the 8th, and they have also been going through the number of the events that's leading up to that event as well. And we do this here on MyMotherload.com, have a Roundup page. If you want to go to MyMotherload.com, just put in Roundup in the keyword. It has all the information and as well as the schedule of events if you want to check on that as well. So we want to thank our guests this weekend. We've been joined by the General Chairman of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, Audie Archer, Steve Zielinski, who was the Grand Marshal of 2020 and a member of the Rodeo Committee, and Dan Durnall, who is the rodeo chair. And this is the 63rd year for the Motherload Roundup. It would have been the 65th, but it was gone for 2 years because of COVID. Still some activities that did take place over the past couple of years, but it's exciting that it's back for the 63rd year now. And I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.